Donnie, man. Sheesh.
Hump day. Welcome back to motherfucking Hump Day Highlight Show. It's your boy Los. I got my boy Form Rappaport in here. My boy Magic in here.
What's going on?
We got a lot to talk about here, man. A lot to discuss in this football, in this basketball, in this sports week in general.
Yes, my God,
let's get into it. First things first, I just want to pay my respects to DeMar Hamlin, and obviously,
of course, always.
You know, praise out to his family and all that. Let's get that straight out the way early. Right.
Fact.
So, that being said, I'm kind of upset that the Bengals didn't lose this game. I'm sorry. I just want to say that. Because I understand everything happened. I definitely don't wish to continue the game, but I wish that it never happened, and I wish that they played it out and the Bengals lost. Because I needed them to lose. So that's just – I'm just saying that for me.
Okay.
But overall, looking at the whole week, man, we got a lot of – we're fighting for seeding right now. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It's a lot of things need to happen, a lot of situationals, a lot of winning ins for next week. You know what I mean? So it's exciting. You know what I mean? I'm hurt, first of all, because I just don't think I'm baffled, as you can see, how the Ravens didn't beat the Steelers. Let's start off there. I don't understand. Even with
that's
a backup.
That's a rivalry game, too.
I just don't understand. We had control of the game. I just don't feel like we let them back into it, and I just feel like Kenny Pickett did a nice play. I ain't gonna lie. I had to respect it. I was like, all right. But we also had a lot of injuries at corner, especially in that game. You know what I mean? So I won't give any excuse, but I'm just saying. So that one definitely hurt. I mean, the Vikings hurt me fantasy wise. Jay Jettas got locked the fuck up
Justin Jefferson, Justin Jefferson, one catch.
Jair Alexander.
Yep.
Yeah, Jair Alexander. I'm like, yo.
That man was getting crazy. That boy was hawking, son.
He's definitely a dog, though.
Now he's a dog.
Five corner in the league right now.
No, for sure. Not for sure.
He was talking, maybe top 10 because he dropped the bag over this year.
He was talking that talk in the locker room. He was talking that talk. He was.
He had the Doug Dimmadome hat on.
Facts. That's gonna be crying. Yes.
Niners get a win over the Raiders. Like, I think they're just solidifying their playoff run.
The Niners, yeah.
That was a close game. At one point in time, a lot of people thought the Raiders was going to steal it, especially with Jared Stidham under the helm.
Hey, look at it. I mean,
Carr might be out of here.
Listen, if he could get Devontae the ball, and which he is looking like he could do that shit very easily. Bye-bye.
Bye bye.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
So that one was convinced on that one, but let's just go from one of the biggest stories in the week right now.
Mm-hmm.
Giants clinching the playoff berth, man. I mean, can we get a clap of the hands for Big Blue? This man just said how long
with the fashion, the way the goddamn Jets lost. I'm done.
It hasn't been that long since the Giants. Compared to other teams,
it's been six. Was it six years?
In the New York media, man, we got different standards.
I will give a slight round of applause for New York.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Jets fan, and we lost on some bullshit.
This whole season was bullshit. Why when we started off the season, well, everybody was talking to me like, "Oh, aren't you?" No, I'm not happy about nothing. I'm not happy about shit.
Nothing.
I'm waiting.
Nothing.
I'm waiting.
I'm not gonna hold you. I was happy though because we had like what 3-4 wins last year. I was hyped. I'm like, oh yeah.
But not for nothing. Not for nothing. A couple weeks ago, Farm Rappaport was looking very confident in Mike White. He said Mike White is the answer.
I wasn't confident in any of this shit. The only
Mike
thing
White
I
came back and what happened?
The only thing I'm confident in.
Was it a Geno? Even though Geno's balling.
They balling this year. The Seahawks is balling this year. They had the best draft class in a very long time. So, listen, they have the right to talk some shit. And they're still in the hunt for a playoff spot. So, they're
doing
good.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, for the Jets, we had a good draft class this year as well. I'm not taking nothing away from them. I'm actually very happy with the products that we acquired. When it came to Mike White, he was balling. He was doing this thing. We should have started that man, honestly, from the very beginning, if we're keeping it real with you, because we, even though we won games in spite of Zach Wilson, they would have looked a lot better. You know what I'm saying? And
we don't know
on top of his first major injury, he took 2 shotgun pellets back-to-back in the Bills game. I'm not mad at him for coming back and being a little shaky because we've all played sports before. When you get hurt and you come back, it's literally a mental thing at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So the man is kind of, he's not saying that he's like, oh, he might be overthrowing, he might be underthrowing, but it's literally all mental. Not that the man can physically do it because he's stepping in the pocket when he has to, so on and so forth.
Yeah,
so I'll continue to ride. Yeah, I will continue to ride the Mike White train until he's gone. You know what I'm saying? But we'll see.
Yeah, 240 yards, 2 interceptions. He got sacked 4 times. But
I mean, he moved the ball.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. 240 yards. He moves the ball. He does.
He moves the ball, but I mean, only come up with 6 points. That's the thing.
You could throw for 500 yards, not one in that, like damn, bro. And then 2 interceptions. Shit.
It's tough, but think about it. It's a big mental game. It's very tough.
No, I understand. It's supposed to be Mike White Lightning, though, right?
Because he was looking like it for a hot second.
Even the greats have bad games. We all agree with Ron James is a great player, right?
Great.
Stop. He's a good player. Okay. He's a good player, right? He's a good player right now. Do we not agree? And we're
just changing
topics.
He's serviceable.
I hear you. But here's what I'm trying to say.
Serviceable.
LeBron James is a great, right?
Oh my God! Stop! What are we doing here?
Hold on. LeBron is a great. Y'all both agree. I don't even got to say nothing about it. Y'all both agree, right?
Yes.
He has bad games before, and it's okay. You know what I'm saying? He's had bad games before. It's okay.
I'm just going to digress on that. All right. So, Jags doing what they need to do, 31-3 over the Texans. Browns winning 1 over the Commanders. I gotta look at this. I think they're still in the hunt. That shit kind of scares me.
You're talking about Ron Rivera?
Browns, yeah.
That is interesting. Wow.
Chiefs close one in Denver.
That had me at the edge of my seat. That game. I was watching that one.
Fucking nervous.
I was like, yo, Russell just decided to I'm here. I'm here now. Hi.
I
forgot who I am.
Right. Broncos are having a terrible season.
Broncos offense having a terrible season. Yeah, I know you're a local Broncos fan.
Yeah. The offense is definitely having a bad definitely had a bad year. But the firing of the head coach plays a big role as to why they were even competitive against the Chiefs this week. Different energy.
I can understand that.
Yeah, and when you're playing against a big dog like the Chiefs that have been number one in the division or the conference for the past 6-7 years.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? That's something that you can ride on even though you didn't win that game. You know what I'm saying? You're losing games to complete total scrubs. You're not even averaging 17 points a game. You know what I'm saying? So
when
you go in there and put up a 20-piece against a good Chiefs team, even though the defense is kind of that's something that you can ride on for momentum for the rest of the season, one more week, and then maybe going into next year after you make some proper acquisitions, maybe some offensive line adjustments.
I agree. It's something to hang your hat on, but for whoever's interim. But grand scheme of things, I think it's Chiefs underperformed, and I think it's a divisional game, so sometimes they don't go in and spank their divisional team. Sometimes they do, but sometimes they don't. You know what I mean? So I feel like the divisional game is close. So, you know, I'm up
in the most part, they usually always are.
Right, but I feel like they underperform. I feel like they could have definitely did more and definitely scored more touchdowns because I have all their players on fantasy. So, so that
fantasy.
Yeah, all their points. so another one that I'm a little scary of because I really want these Eagles to come out of the NFC East, or not only NFC East, but NFC East and the actual NFC. So I'm a little bit concerned with Jalen being out and Minshew doing what he needs to do because, at this point, they clinched the berth. Okay. Now we need to clinch the division so we have the home field advantage. I think it's one game behind. Yeah.
In that division, you're saying?
Or they might be tied because the Eagles just lost.
It's always been that close, but I think the Eagles are still actually no. Yeah, I think it is tied in terms of them playing against each other because that's the.
But the Eagles have the tiebreaker if I presume.
Against who? Against the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Hold on. I think you're right about that. But so, I'm not gonna front. Since you actually brought up Gardner Minshew, I feel like Gardner Minshew is a top 32 quarterback in this league. I mean, he needs to find a starting job somewhere.
He is, but I just feel like
okay.
He's straddling that line of low tier starting quarterback and really good backup. You know what I'm saying? Like
but the thing about
like,
it is like
he's a good quality backup, like a good Chase Daniel. Not even Chase Daniel; he's better than Chase Daniels.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Chase Daniel's good.
The Cowboys are a game behind.
Okay, still a game behind. Okay,
they're still a game behind. Yeah, the Eagles have 13 wins; they have 12.
Okay, fair. Thank you on that. But yeah, still like this. That makes me weary because now we're going into well, they're good then because it depends on the tiebreaker though because. I don't know who owns the title. So let's say the Eagles lose next week and the Cowboys
next
win.
Next week, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, next week is the win to get in week. So it's like, who's going to clinch that division? And I know I usually shit on that division beforehand, but I want to say kudos to them because all these teams are competitive. Surprisingly, Washington is competitive.
Washington is competitive. Yeah. They are, yes. They are.
The crazy part about it is they're still missing Chase Young. That's the most wicked part
about
it.
And I'm still not sold on Heinicke being starting quarterback. Or Wentz, for that matter.
I'm sold on Heinicke being starting quarterback, sorry.
Over Wentz, yes. For sure.
Over Wentz. I'm talking about them too. Yeah.
But I'm not sold on either. Here's the thing. I forgot the quarterback's name. I pride myself on knowing draft picks' names that come out, but they actually did draft a guy from North Carolina this year.
Mm.
He wears number like he should have been getting some reps since.
Some reps. I mean, he should be getting reps by now if this is what it's yeah,
exactly
like.
Because he was cooking in the preseason. Granted, it's preseason and you're playing against a bunch of niggas that got drafted with him. It means nothing.
It depends on the ability to play.
I feel like he might, but I mean, there's one game left, bro. We got this 1 week extension for the NFL last year, maybe 2 years ago, and it took effect this year. So we have one more week to do what? Bullshit around like with the fucking Raiders. Well, the Tennessee Titans is doing? I don't know what they plan on doing, but now they got Dobbs starting. No knock on him. He's a journeyman. Why is he starting over?
Yeah.
The guy that you just drafted over Liberty and Liberty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not understanding.
Malik Willis. I forgot.
Yeah, Malik. Yeah, sorry. Malik Willis.
Malik Willis. That's what it is. Right. But, yeah, like, I'm a little baffled on that too. Not gonna lie to you. Another game got me fucked up. Patriots Dolphins, man.
Who?
Patriots Dolphins.
Oh yeah, I'm actually shocked at the because you know what's funny? You know what's very funny? And not to interrupt because I saw you about to say something. The Dolphins always beat the Patriots towards the end of the season. Crazy enough. Regardless of how good the rosters are, the Dolphins always somehow managed to sneak a win. And with the Dolphins actually being good and better than the Patriots this entire regular season, the fact that they were able to sneak out a win and kind of keep their playoff berth alive, that's a major story.
That's what I'm saying. That shit is what, like, I feel like teams are not taking care of business. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
Like I feel like the teams that are taking care of business are like the in hunt teams, not the teams that are like
more hungry.
Yeah, too. That's true. But team, like, if I'm fighting for number one, I'm damn near as hungry.
I'm dog.
Yeah, very true. But as you know, Denzel, like you're a big football player. You're like, let's say you were a coach. You're not gonna have your dogs playing, you know, as much time as they was in the beginning of the season because you might already know, okay, cool. Like we're maybe a win or two away from clinching a spot or whatever the case may be. My guys are tired. Let me start playing more reserve so we can, you know, still be able to maintain the lead, still be able to keep or lead in our division and all that good shit. And just like,
I mean, obviously, I'm gonna have depth and rotation, but I'm not gonna take if it's week 17, week 18, and I need a win to clinch number one, then yeah, because if I know if I put my dogs in now, they earn themselves a bye week, so it's like you get the rest. You know what I mean?
If you
play right now, you get two weeks off.
Yeah, you do. It's like, you definitely. And this is why I say you're a coach.
You know what I'm saying? Like. I definitely need you right
something,
now.
That's something that you play for. You play for that bye week, that extra bye week. Now, if
I'm number two and I'm locked in at two, or it depends. If I'm not locked in, it depends. It depends where I'm at.
Win or lose, you're locked in at two. What you doing?
Win or lose, locked in at two, I might rest somebody. I'm resting. If I'm locked in, I'm resting.
Okay. Locked in at two, but if you win, you have a chance to take number one. But if they lose. If you lose, you're still at two, but if you win, you go to one.
If I win and number one loses, I'm playing with my guys.
All right. For sure. Against people that season is on the line, mouth watering to make a play, you got to have your top dogs against their top dogs. I get it. Yeah. That is another way to look at it.
Because I'm still playing for number one. If there's an if, like, okay. If number one loses or if they tie – I'm taking the chance.
Yeah, taking the chance. Yeah, because the chance is there. At the end of the day, the chance is there to get the number one.
If it's like if they're like two games ahead of me and I'm two games ahead of number three or some shit like that, then and I'm locked in at two, whatever. It's now we're starting to play. Now I'm prepping because I know who's gonna fall in at seven or whatever. Or I'm playing what two versus seven. Yeah, so I'm locking in. I'm locking in who's falling around that bottom. Okay, all right. And then I'm starting a week early, basically.
Yeah, you're right.
If I'm the coach, but, you know.
Good. I was about to say good GMing, but that is coaching. Same shit.
But yeah, back to this. So, like, yeah, we're gonna get into the playoff scenarios because this shit is crazy to me. And I'm like really kind of like you know, these in the hunt shits. Especially that Bills Bengals game was so pivotal. Like, especially
it was pivotal. Yeah. It was. Like, yeah.
How did you guys feel watching that?
What?
If you guys watched it, how did you feel watching it?
I mean, like the play or the game?
Yeah, just like the both.
I mean, it was sad for sure.
Yeah, bro. It was.
But I was on pins and needles anyway because this is the fantasy finals. And yeah. I'm in a championship game with two players from this game. So I was definitely like, you know, not rooting for those two people. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't really enjoying the game once they scored. I'm like, man. But it's definitely unfortunate. We definitely don't want to see shit like that happen. And I'm looking at stuff that's like many people, like, I don't know if it's true or not, but like other people have gotten hurt on that field as well, like serious injuries. I'm like, wait a minute.
Hold on.
I'm hold like, on. Wait, what?
Hold yeah, on. I saw that. And Antonio Brown.
I'm like, which Antonio Brown? Because, because Vontaze Burfict.
Smoked them. Yeah, they were in Bengals.
So then there, and then Ryan Shazier, crazy neck injury, what happened to him? I'm like, yo, there's a lot of shit. Wow, that's crazy.
Nah, yeah, the Shazier one is ridiculous.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, that's mad shit happening at that field. Anywho, I don't want to get into that. But that shit was just all like the whole thing. But it was pivotal because the night before Sunday night was Steelers Ravens. So that, of course, that Bengals game had extra meaning on it too, because it was like, you know, it also seems like sometimes you get covered up in your loss. Like if we all lose, but if we lose and you win, it's like, damn. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's definitely one of those kind of games. But let's get into these motherfucking these standings and these play-ins because this shit is Mm-hmm. We on the breakout the Da Vinci Code. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of scenarios for who gets in and what happens. Let's find out.
I said the Da Vinci Code, not the Da Vinci Code.
Not the Da Vinci
Code. I'm wilding. Let's get into this because I'm eager to see who doesn't have a shot but still has a shot. You know what I'm saying? Like I want to see who has the most help. Who needs the most help? Because that's the shit that's like, oh yeah, nah. This if I'm a betting man and this is liable to happen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let's see here. All right. So all right, so we already know Chiefs clinched their division, right? They got the
wins. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the Chiefs and the Bills. The Chiefs and the Bills and the I think in the in Philly, I guess.
Chiefs and Bills claimed their division. Niners claimed the division, Vikings and Bucks claimed the division.
Mm-hmm.
Now berths are Eagles, Bengals, Chargers, Ravens.
Oh yes. Oh, I see. Ravens. Yes. I see. Okay.
Cowboys. Right. So that's they're guaranteed. We're focused on seeding right now.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So Giants too. Sorry, G-Man. So I'm like, so really right now there's what they got. Two teams in the AFC in the hunt. That's the Jags and the Patriots. And then you got the Seahawks in the hunt
on
the NFC. They got the bubble team. Now, I'm confused because what is the difference between a bubble team and an in the hunt team if they have the same record? These niggas got the same. The Patriots and the Dolphins have the same record. They're both 8-8.
Yeah, but I think the Patriots actually have the
the tiebreaker. They have
yeah, they do because they want both meetings.
That's right.
They want that, all division games except for the
Patriots and Patriots and the Dolphins. Yeah, same record. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I'm thinking like, let's get. Can we get into the tiebreakers?
The Dolphins lost 5 in a row. That's crazy.
Sure did, bro.
It's wild here.
The Jets did too.
The Titans lost 6 in a row.
Yeah, they lost AJ Brown. It's over after that. Man. It was over before they said go.
Oh, damn, Bear. That's crazy. Wow. Okay.
I'm trying to see what the tiebreaker is. All right. So
the Bears and the Cardinals.
So let's look up next week first, and let's see who let's
the schedule.
Let's simulate this right here on the show here.
Yeah. I got it. All right. Here. We got it.
I'm about to say yeah. I just pulled up the schedule for next week. Word.
Okay. Yeah, that's first things first. Game. Let me just get this right. All right, what's the first game?
The first game, at least on the list, is Chiefs Raiders.
All right, so Chiefs we're not worried about because they clinched the division.
Mm-hmm. Right. Chiefs Raiders on Saturday.
They're gonna beat the Raiders.
Wait. But here's the thing though. The Chiefs beat the Bills, correct? This year?
No.
The Bills beat the Chiefs.
Yes. Mm. I can confirm that.
Please confirm that. Because here's the thing.
Confirm that.
If the Chiefs lose and the Bills win.
The Bills, they lost that game 24-20.
Okay, did they?
Bills
yes,
lost.
They did.
Oh, no, the Bills. No, I thought the Bills won.
No, the Bills won. I'm saying, yeah. Okay. No, I was talking about the Chiefs. Yeah, the Bills won. They won 24-20. The Chiefs lost to the Bills.
Yeah, I knew I wasn't tripping because Gabe Davis went stupid that game.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So. So here's my thing now. So the number one is really not out the picture because the Bills have their Bills are 12-3 and the Chiefs are 13-3.
13-3, right? Yep.
So if Chiefs lose next week and Bills win.
And the Bills win. There it is.
There's the number one, right?
Mm-hmm. Bills are playing the Patriots, so they're gonna win that game.
Okay, so
they're gonna win.
So who's Casey going against? You're right. Sorry.
The Raiders.
All right.
The Raiders. They're playing the Raiders.
Casey's gonna win that one. For sure.
Casey's going to win, yeah, probably.
Yeah. Next one.
Bills who?
No, Bills Dolphins, but that's at the bottom of the list. Go ahead, though.
Oh, you're sorry.
Good. Now you're good. AFC East game. Bills are going to win the division. Well, they already won the
Bills,
division.
Yeah, Bills play the Patriots.
So Bills win. If Bills win that game, then
Bills are going to win that. Patriots are going to probably be knocked out of the hunt for losing.
I'm going to say they lose, they're probably out, right? Listen. Yeah, they lose their
out.
Yeah. They lose their out. Mathematically. Yeah. Because so, unless all the teams that are 8-8 lose. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Like, and then oh, it yeah, like, yeah, okay. Because at that point in time, it'd be like nothing changed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, okay.
Next division, or next game in a division is Titans and Jaguars. They got to battle that one out. 8-8 versus 7-9, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I think the Jags are going to win that one.
I think so, too. Titans are starting Joshua Dobbs. So
they just might.
Nah, yeah, I think the Titans are shutting it down this year.
Yeah, so I'm going to pick Jags on that one. All right, keep going.
All right, we got the Ravens and the Bengals.
Ravens, Bengals, honestly.
We got Lowe's versus Form Rappaport.
I'm big at Ringles. Ravens.
I'm picking the Bengals. I'm picking the Bengals. They mad they didn't get to play. They about to wild out on the Ravens. The Ravens need that win, though.
They
Ravens need that win to even – yeah, because the Bengals is already good. They're going to
– No, we clinched – we clinched the playoffs, so we're good regardless.
Y'all are good regardless. Yeah, y'all already straight, the Ravens.
Okay. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Next game, Browns-Steelers. I'm rooting for this. I'm rooting for the Steelers.
Hell no.
I want Tomlinson to have a 9-8 record.
He said hell no because he's a Ravens fan.
Browns are already out. Browns are out.
The Browns are out already?
Yeah, they're eliminated. 7-9.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Yep. Next game is Vikings.
Steelers are definitely if we in and the Steelers are trying to get in, we need them out. So I'm definitely going.
None of that.
Brown, Deshaun Watson on a knife in the heart of Kenny Pickett. Yeah.
Listen,
none of that black and yellow shit over here.
Yeah, facts.
I'm not a Steelers fan, but I'm rooting for Kenny and George. Those two young boys are balling.
I want Kenny.
Pickens is a dog.
George Pickens is a problem.
I can see why they traded Claypool. They got rid of him early. And the funny thing is, Claypool announced that pick. Crazy. That's a real petty shit too. Anywho, moving on.
All right, next game. Moving on, we got the Vikings and the Bears.
Vikings.
The Vikings taking it, but shout out to Justin Fields, man. The fact that you're still kind of in the MVP conversation with a terrible record is beyond me, but you're putting up numbers.
Bitch rushing looking like he's coming for Lamar's record.
That man do not know nothing else but run. That's it.
He can definitely throw though for sure.
He can, but him affecting the game more with his legs right now.
When he wants to manage a game, he uses them damn legs. Facts.
That bitch looking like Jones Drew out there.
and then he don't be sliding, taking hits. I'm like,
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Because if I was Tom Brady, they would be throwing flags. They'd be violating him.
Facts.
Cam Newton in 2015 and 16.
Mm-hmm. The last game I was watching the Buccaneers play. I forgot who they was playing, but Tom Brady got pushed towards as the whistle was being blown, whatever the case was. He started flipping his shit. No flag at all. I was surprised.
Bro, niggas be ready to beat the niggas up who touched Tom Brady, bro. I promise.
That's true. Nah, I believe it.
All right. We already spoke about Patriots, Bills. Next up in the AFC East, we have the last two teams, the Jets and the Dolphins.
Sorry, y'all. the Dolphins need this one.
They need this one, and they need the Patriots to lose. Then they'll be back in the second. Well, actually, no, they're not going to go back to the second seed because the Patriots already got them beat. So that's tough. We still talking about that, or are we moving on?
No, you're right. I'm just thinking here.
I cannot believe.
Because who's got the four spot?
The Jets. Oh, you mean in the AFC, or are you talking about in the playoff rankings period?
Oh, the Jags got it. Oh, I see.
In the AFC?
Yeah, Jags got the four spot because they're
They're
winning the AFC South. That's what it is. So they're 8-8.
They're 8-8.
But they'll still host the playoff game.
That's crazy that the Steelers are 8-8. That's crazy. Wow.
Yo, listen, Tomlinson is a hell of a coach, boy.
That's crazy. Wow.
I tell you, he's in great company, too.
He does this every time, I feel like, too. He does this every year. Every year he does this.
Bro, 15 consecutive seasons of not losing.
Of not losing. Not having a losing record. Yeah, losing record, right. Crazy. Yeah.
All right, so the way this play was fucking me up. So the Dolphins
8-7 or better. That's shit. Some shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Tom was different.
Yes. He makes sure of it every year.
But the Dolphins need this. So, like, if they win and Patriots lose, they're going to the playoffs. So, unless the Jets want to play spoiler.
No, bro. I mean, we might. I don't know. I don't see.
Here's my thing, though. If why are the Jets eliminated, right? Mm-hmm. Why are they mathematically eliminated? They're 7-9. If they win, they're 8-9. If the Jags lose, they're 8-9. If the Patriots lose, they're 8-9.
Mm-hmm.
Because we lost all division games. Except for one. We beat the Dolphins one time. That was the first game of the regular season. Other than that, we lost all everything else. We lost to the Patriots twice. We beat the Bills one time.
Bottom of the division. The second time. Again.
You know what I'm saying? We lost to the Dolphins, like I said, the second time. Beat them the first time. We are as good as our record may be, and it's been this, you know.
It's out of division games.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's tough because in division, we're still
that's the nine. That's eight of them shits is in division.
exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, ooh.
All right,
Tom Brady left our division.
Six of them should be division losses, and we lost to the Vikings and so on and so forth.
Tom Brady left our division.
And the Ravens, too.
What did you say, Magic?
I said Tom Brady left our division. We're still last.
Yeah, that's fucking insane.
We're still last.
But, I mean, we're talking – I'm much happier with Robert Saleh than Adam Gase, for sure.
All right, we're not going to jet out right now. We're not going to jet out.
All right, okay.
But, anywho.
Next game.
What's
the Buccaneers record, 7-9? And they still clinched? They're playing against the Falcons this week. I think Falcons can play spoiler.
No, the Buccaneers are a solid 500. They're 8-8, brother.
They're 8-8.
Okay.
They're a solid 500.
They clinched their division already. So they're locked in at 4.
Yeah.
Yep, and they play against the Falcons this week, who are.
So it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter.
That should be a win.
It doesn't even matter, though. They're locked in at 4.
It should be a win, but listen, a lot of wild shit can happen. You never know.
No, that's why I said should, because shit, sports is still sports.
Who are the Cowboys playing?
We're going to get to that. I got you, because we're not too far from it, so we're going to get to that. Next game on tap, we have the Panthers and the Saints.
That don't matter.
I got the Saints in that shit, though. But yeah.
That don't matter.
It don't matter.
All right, listen, the next game don't matter either. Texans-Colts. I got the Colts. I got the Texans, actually.
I'm about to say
I get the second win.
Don't matter.
I'm actually going to put that on FanDuel and cash out.
Wow. Yeah. I'm about to say a couple of these games towards the end of the season, a couple of these games, niggas can make some money. Word.
Exactly.
DM.
That's a fact. Exactly. Niggas can definitely make some money towards the end of the season.
Who I believe might be the 3 seed in the NFC East, we have the Cardinals and the 49ers. 49ers is what I was kind of referencing.
They clinched the division already.
Oh, so they are what seed are they? 1, 2?
They're 2. Okay, so they're tied with the Vikings for 12-4. And low key, the Cowboys are 12-4. No, because you can't go over a divisional leader. So the first 4 slots are divisional leaders.
Divisional leaders, yeah, that's usually, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm just thinking, because even if the Cowboys are 12-4, they have better records, they can't slide up because.
Yeah, they can't, no.
They're still second to the Eagles.
To the Eagles, in the division, right.
That sucks.
Yeah.
12 wins and you still, you gotta go on the road.
The best team in the league is your division leader, and you're playing very well. That sucks.
That definitely sucks. all right, so then let's see. So then right now we're playing for seeding between 2 and 3, really. Because they can't slide to 4 because
No, they're not.
The Bucks are 8-8.
They're not. Yeah, the next team, no.
So it's really just 2 and 3 they're playing. And actually, no, wait.
I guess so.
There's a chance for one, though, if the Eagles lose. If the Eagles lose, there's a chance for one because the Niners and the and the Vikings and the Cowboys all have 12 and 4. So the real game is if the Eagles lose.
Oh, they're playing the Giants. That's very interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah, they are very interesting.
Playing the Giants.
But Jalen Hurts is going to play. He's going to play.
That's very okay, but still.
Hold on.
Sports is still sports, man.
Since we're already talking about it, Giants Eagles. Go ahead.
I have a question before we even get into that.
Okay.
All right.
The Seahawks are still in the hunt. They're 7-9. How can they
wait? You gotta run down the list. You like you jumping?
I know because I'm thinking, before I even get to this question, because how can they even get into the playoffs? Because if the Giants clinch,
the Seahawks, you're saying,
yeah. How can the Seahawks get into the playoffs? They're 7-9. No. They're eight and eight.
Okay, yeah, 8-8 over the Jets.
But they win. Who would they like? How are they getting in? Is my thing.
Probably because of the record.
The record it has to be the record.
Because
They're in already. They're seven.
The Seahawks.
Yeah, seven being the last spot. Right. It was last.
Yeah. Okay.
I keep thinking it's only six, seven. They're in.
All right. Cool. So
wow, we could have did so much. So much could have happened if we would have won this game. Oh my god!
So, all right, Eagles, Giants, right?
Wow.
Okay. All right, let's get it.
Eagles, Giants. Your Giants.
I think that's an interesting game, bro. Something tells me.
What?
They're 9-6.
And one.
And one. And they clinched the
Commanders, right?
Yeah, they clinched the wild.
There's nothing to play for.
Yeah, that from what I'm seeing, not really. It looks like they already have their spot.
You can't go up. You can't get the five spot.
There's no way you're going up. There's no way. The next team has what, 12 wins?
Right.
In the conference.
And Seahawks, you have 2 games over.
Listen, I'll tell you what, you don't want to lose.
No, definitely not.
But I'm saying this is one of the games where you rest guys.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going.
Lucky enough to do it. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't. For me, I'm like, or you don't rest them later. Like, okay, maybe you get them a half, and you.
I'm about to say maybe yeah. Maybe a half.
You got to change the name to Coach Los now because you didn't prove my point again. Good job.
No, I'm just saying because I'm looking at it like you don't. Why risk it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What are we playing for? I don't see the actual motivation because.
We're talking about the Seahawks, right?
No, we're talking about the Giants.
The Giants.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean.
Unless the only thing that this does.
The Giants playing Philly.
The only thing that this does is fuck up seeding.
Because if they fuck up seeding, they might not play who they might have played regardless.
Right. If you want to do that, then let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Then that increases
your chance of seeing the Eagles again because if the Giants are what seed are they?
They're six. So
they're 60 right now. If the playoffs started today, the bye week. Yeah, so it's 3-6. They would be playing against the
Vikings right now. Everything was good.
I don't think they want to see the Vikings again right now.
No, they definitely don't.
Right. So I think they want
to Honestly, they don't want to see the Vikings. Listen. They don't want to see the Vikings. They don't want to see the Niners. They don't want to see the Eagles. So, but honestly, the best chance might be the Eagles because it's a divisional game. I feel like they know how to beat them. I don't know. But, like, I feel like that's their best chance. Actually, the Niners might be their best chance. I feel like they could beat the Niners.
If you had to pick one, who are you taking?
If I had to pick one, I'm staying where I'm at right now, and I'm taking the Niners.
We're talking Eagles-Giants.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, if I'm okay, sorry, my bad. I'm saying if we're taking a matchup, potential playoff matchup, sorry. If they both play, I'm going Eagles because they have more to play for. They're playing for number one, and they're playing for I know this says clinch the I guess they did clinch the division because – no, they clinched playoffs. They didn't clinch the division. So the division is still up. Division and number one spot is still to play for. There's no reason why you – I'm bringing – how many dudes they got? They got, what, 10 dudes with – 4 dudes with 10 sacks? Yeah, all of them playing. All of them are playing.
All of them.
You better get after Danny Dimes and Saquon and them. I don't want to see nothing. And I'm high on my critique for Darius Slay. Oh, so my bad. You don't call him Darius Slay. You just call him Slay.
Big play Slay, man.
You call him Slay or Big Play Slay. My man Slay, I'm critical on him because I like you, but I'm not all the way sold. Because I know you played a hard position in football. You let up plays. But I'm like, my ratio in terms of my eye test, in terms of you letting up plays and you stopping them and them not throwing to you, and you it's looking like you're letting a lot up more than you defended. That's all I'm saying. I get it. But Big Play Slay looking like he let up a lot of big plays.
Looking like big Trayvon Diggs?
Oh, damn.
You looking like Trayvon Diggs?
No, but even Trayvon Diggs, I'm like, all right, I can maybe get a pick. You know what I'm saying?
He still be wilding a little bit though, Trayvon Diggs.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I understand it. Darius Slay, Slay.
I don't see much, brother. I don't see much.
There's a couple people who if I say their names, bring fear in that nigga heart.
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
If I say Jay Jettis, he might get. If I say Jamar Chase, he might go.
Yeah,
fact. Garrett Wilson, he might lose his
might
mind.
Might under the table. You know what I'm saying? That's what we gotta be.
I'm crying.
You know what I'm saying? Big boy. Yo.
Nah.
All right. So listen, next game on tap before we continue on. We already spoke about Giants-Eagles. We're going to skip that. We kind of skimmed over the Seahawks, but, I mean, we didn't talk about who they were playing against. They're playing against the Rams, and it looks like they're going to get a win.
Hey, man, you say that. I don't know, man, because Baker and them boys. Nah, you're right. I'm going Seahawks.
I'm about to say, I hear you. But...
I'm going Seahawks. Hey, listen.
It said Baker and the boys. That shit is funny as hell. That shit makes it Baker and the boys.
Baker and the boys.
Nah, definitely not. Nah.
Baker and the boys.
Definitely not him. It's not him.
But listen, though. No funny shit.
What happened to Aaron Donald? Is he hurt or something?
No funny shit. I feel like Pete Carroll should get some Coach of the Year some nods.
Nah. Wait, he's in the conversation. I think so.
I honestly feel like, in all due respect to all the other coaches doing anything this year, we should have this conversation after we talk about the rest of the matches.
Rest of the matches don't matter. What, the Lions game? That's the only one I really matter.
Listen, Dan Campbell, he's getting the Lions to the playoffs. Like, are you kidding me?
You got to win.
Exactly. He does have to win, but he's up there for Coach of the Year.
The Lions are 8-8, son. Word.
Yeah, we all know.
So here's the thing,
and it's still in the hunt. That's crazy. Yeah,
That Vikings
and they beat the Jets.
That Vikings Packers game is critical.
Yeah, that, for sure.
That Lions Bears game is critical.
Well, it actually this week it's Packers Lions, and I'm not sure who you just said
Yeah, the Lions are playing the Packers. Excuse me.
That's going to be a good game because the Packers are 8-8-2 after having a horrible start this year, and Aaron Rodgers somehow managed to rally those guys around.
Los Angeles.
Christian Watson is turning into himself. You know what I'm saying? It's looking
good.
Who the
fuck he is?
He's a baller. He's a baller.
He's a baller.
He's a baller. He identified himself, not playing himself. Who the fuck he is?
All right, my fault. He identified himself. You're absolutely right. My fault. But we all know about the Packers. They don't draft offensive weapons like that, especially within the first two rounds, which is crazy.
The fact that they drafted a receiver as high as they did,
and he's producing the way that he is with Aaron Rodgers at the helm, it's like, yo, this is dope. It's no Devontae Adams, but he's damn sure good, and it would have been dope if he was there with Devontae Adams.
Nah, Devontae can't put his hands in his freedom and his fucking future in Aaron Rodgers' hands.
Why not?
Man, listen.
Crazy.
Anywho, so yeah, it's interesting to see what's going to pop off next week, man, because there's a lot of winning in games, and I'm excited to see it. But let's take it across to the A, man, to the association, because there's some shit we got to speak about, man. There's some shit we got to speak about. First things first. Donnie.
It's a lifelike.
Donnie. What are we doing, man?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
You want to know what we're doing? We're gonna talk about how the Knicks are retarded.
What are we doing? We're gonna talk about how the Knicks are stupid.
We're gonna talk about how the Knicks are idiots. We're gonna talk about how the Knicks had the nerve to sit there and talk about that Utah asked for too much for this young man. We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about how the Knicks decided to go with Jalen Brunson instead of this young man. Hey. That's what we're gonna talk about. That's what we're gonna speak on, bro.
You're right.
I'm sorry. I can't. There's no way. There's so many people I want to have a conversation with. Danae, where you at? There's so many New York Knicks fans I want to have a conversation with right now. What's up? What's up? Like, there's no reason there. You're not going to sit here and tell me that this dude, whatever that Utah was offered, wanted, whatever, it's too much. For 71 points, 11 assists, 8 rebounds, it's too much? Really?
Bro, Donovan Mitchell did that shit in the
trade everybody but RJ.
Bro, I'm gonna tell you right now.
Everyone, bro.
If that had if Donovan Mitchell dropped 71 in the Garden, it'd have been different.
Honestly, at this point, I wish it happened there. I do, bro. The Knicks are stupid. This organization is dumb. Bro, these type of things need to happen in order for James Dolan to open his eyes.
Hey, listen, we have Day Ainge and motherfucking Brad Stevens in our front office. You know what I mean? We ain't get executive of the years.
You know what you guys have? The biggest advantage in the world. You know what you guys have? New York.
Brandon.
New York, bro. You legit have New York. And you know you have New York? Because on every single – yo, my dad pointed this out to me the other day, son. It's funny as hell. If you look at every other jersey in the league, one jersey will say the city, and the other jersey will say the team name, the Knicks or anything, the Hawks, whatever. The fucking Knicks are the only team in the league that has New York on both jerseys. Why? Because New York sells the team. Nothing else. Not the team itself. Not
Miami.
Bro.
No, Miami got jerseys that say
the Heat. They have jerseys that say the Heat. They do. New York is the only, even the Celtics have jerseys that say
no
Celtics.
Knicks shit, right? Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't say Knicks on any of the jerseys. Why is that? Because New York, the city itself, sells this team. Nothing else. Not the superstars. Nothing. Nothing. New York City is the reason why people go to the Garden and watch them lose every night. All these things, bro. It's crazy.
What about the Nets? They got Brooklyn.
They have Brooklyn. Yeah. What else does it say on their jersey? Nets. That's Nets. God damn, bro. This shit is crazy. And you know what's crazy? What makes it even crazier about it is the Nets about to be number one in the conference.
Yeah, they're dogging right now.
I don't know much about basketball right now,
but I know they're walking.
They're going crazy.
We'll get to that in a second. Let's get back to my man right here, though.
He went crazy, bro.
They got to boost his 2K overall now.
He went crazy. Since Kobe's 81.
Yeah, the most since Kobe's 81. Yeah, yep. You're damn right.
This nigga did 71.
And this season has been a little, I guess, limelight for players going a little crazy. Anthony Davis dropped 55. Joel Embiid dropped 59. Luka Doncic dropped 60. 60-25 rebounds and like.
That was crazy.
It was just dumb. But guess what?
This is a black man's league, fat boy.
That was crazy. That wasn't a real quote though. That was crazy. I know.
Let me tell you something, bro. He's making us look crazy with the bro. Whatever game that he had, because I can't explain it. Whatever game that is, but Luka. Yes, I can't explain that, but it's working. All right, it's working.
You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is right now. The nigga played in FIBA. since he was
16. No, you're absolutely right. Yes, he's been playing professionally since he was 15. Big advantage. Yeah.
No. But I mean that, like, not only did he play professionally, but playing at Real. And he played at the biggest, one of the biggest clubs in every sport. You know what I mean?
If Real Madrid
had a football team, like an actual NFL football team, yeah, it would be the biggest team. Mm-hmm. They have so much money. These niggas used to play professional teams. They would play the Celtics. They would play. And like some, so he's playing against NBA All-Stars at a young age.
Already, yeah. Yep. Facts.
Imagine LaMelo Ball coming in and guarding Paul George at 16.
Funny as hell. That's what that is.
Yeah, that'd be last year.
I mean, but let's say I got the experience. You know what I mean? Or scoring. Yeah, what absolutely. If he came in and scored 20 on Paul George and he was 16? They'd be like, wait, what the fuck? You
know yeah, that's exactly what I would say.
There's that's footage exactly of, win or loss. Of Oklahoma City Thunder, no KD, playing Real Madrid.
Oh, okay, copy. Okay,
so the nigga's like 15, 16, guarding Russell Westbrook.
That's crazy. Yeah, nah, but that's, yeah, that plays a big part, though. Facts. That plays a very big part. He even said that playing in the NBA is easier than playing overseas. He said that himself.
Yeah, he said that a while ago, too.
Rules, though. Mm-hmm. Rules are different. And you can attest to that, because when you look at FIBA and, like, all the World Cup, not World Cup, but World Basket games or whatever they call it, World Championships. The ruling's different, you know, with the offensive interference and
there's a lot. Yeah, a couple rules.
3 seconds in the key and shit like that. You could do tipped up and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? No goaltending and shit like that. So it's like
they barely call travels too.
Right. You know what I mean? Well, Euro stepping everywhere.
They barely call travels over there, bro. They damn near can take 3 steps in the EuroLeague.
You know what I mean? So, but they could also knock you out in the EuroLeague. So
that as well. Yes, that as well. Yo, no, yeah, facts. Yeah, the whole fact though.
So let's get into the standings of the East right now, because it's getting kind of spicy. I feel like
Boys is at number one. Magic guys is at number one.
The season doesn't start for me until Christmas. And then that's like game one.
Yeah,
it's Christmas.
Yeah. After Christmas is a good one. I wait for All Star break. That's usually what I wait.
Yeah, I was gonna say that All Star.
It starts picking up. It starts picking up around that. It starts really picking up at that time.
No, because
All
Star break, like,
everybody got their rest. It's lit.
Yeah, well, I feel like that's the halves. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I feel like from Christmas to All Star break, and then All Star break.
It's 2 months.
Yeah, that's really what it is. That's really what I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? The Christmas and a couple sprinkled marquee games before until All-Star break. Actually, I'm lying. It's Christmas, All-Star break, those 20 games after. Last 20 games. That's what's going on. Okay, right, last 20 games. That's what I'm really interested in. Let's be real. No one's watching all 82 games. Let's be real. I'm sorry.
I love basketball. I respect the sport, but I really don't tune in until like maybe 2 weeks prior to playoffs.
I love basketball, but I've never watched all 82 games of the Celtics. I've tried to, but that's difficult to do.
It's very because back to backs and
matinee games.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like
right. The early game, the random ass early games, the Sundays and shit. Yeah, bro, like that should be a lot.
Wild thing, but yeah. So, a couple games in pre All Star break, we got. Go ahead.
We said the Eastern Conference. We talked about the Eastern Conference. My guys is doing a thing. You know what time it is. We number one with 26 wins. And I'm saying the Nets is under us. They picked it up out of nowhere because in the beginning of the season, I didn't know what was going on with them.
That 11 kicked in the gear. That's what it is.
I guess so. Yeah, it's true. You saw that. I don't know if y'all saw that put back dunk yesterday. That was bugged the fuck out. That shit was bugged. That nigga, yo, I don't know what gear he turned on. I don't know what happened. And it was one hand. That was wild.
Niggas forgot. Niggas forgot he's 6'3".
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. Word. Facts. That's a fact. At number three, the Bucks, of course, they up there. They doing the thing. Number four, the Cavaliers, man. They got 24 wins, bro.
My shop.
They, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing, a little two-game win streak, 7-3 the last 10 games. They doing their thing. Under them at five
is the 76ers. I see them picking it up for some reason. Something tells me.
I see them falling to 7.
Wow, really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Under them is the Indiana Pacers at 6. The Miami Heat at 7. They're not playing well this season at all. The Knicks
and,
is at
and Jimmy 8. And Jimmy Butler want to talk about, oh, how come we don't get televised games?
Y'all are playing like trash. Yeah, honestly, y'all are not playing like trash. He's saying that because they're in Miami and he's expecting televised games. Like, nah, bro, you kind of have to win. You kind of have to be like, you kind of have to be making noise a little bit.
Or you get a network devoted to just playing your games, like New York.
Yeah, right. Exactly. when your owner owns Cablevision, it can easily make a network to play your games. Right. At number eight is the Knicks, 20 wins. They both have 20 wins. The Heat and the Knicks, they're both 20-18. And then at 9 is the Hawks, and that last spot at 10th is the Wizards. And then under that is all the messiness, the Bulls, the Raptors, the Magic, the Hornets. Damn, I didn't know the Hornets were playing that bad. And the Pistons, of course.
Hey, listen, first of all, first things first. Pistons play an exciting brand of basketball. You can say what you want.
Yeah, I mean.
They will be good eventually.
Oh, yeah, duh. That's usually how it goes.
That team, no, not for them.
See how it goes. That last team, like, there's a difference between being the 10th, 11th, 12th. Okay, the last team, look out for them in 3 years, 4 years. That's how it go, bro. The Detroit Pistons are not going to be bad forever. They're not. Hell
no. They have been, though.
Yeah, they have been for quite some time.
They have been for a while.
Look at the Spurs.
The Spurs are getting into that now. The last couple of years, they dived into that.
Well, I mean, once they traded DeJounte Murray, it was like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, even before DeJounte
Murray. The Hawks knew what they were doing with that. The Hawks are getting rid. The Hawks are replacing Trae Young, period. They are. And I don't give a fuck. I don't know how anybody doesn't see this. I don't know how anybody doesn't get this. But they are. It's easy. It's easy to put together. He's a defensive liability. He's short. Can't guard nobody. Can't guard no one. Great offensive player. Great shooter. But you can't guard nobody.
So where's you're short.
I don't know, bro, but he's going to go somewhere. Isaiah Thomas went somewhere. I mean, shit.
Oh, man.
I'm talking about height, bro. I'm talking about height. Niggas can look at me like.
Oh, no, no. You're talking about Celtics.
I'm talking about size. I'm talking about Celtics Isaiah Thomas, not the other. Bro, y'all, stop playing with me. Anyway.
You just said Isaiah Thomas, nigga. I don't know.
Stop playing with me.
I'm live with a reference.
Yeah, I'm talking about that Isaiah Thomas. Like, yeah, right. Isaiah Thomas was getting signed, you know, whatever the case is. And Trae Young's going to go to another team, but please understand, this man is not going to be a Hawk. He's not going to be a Hawk. I don't suggest that. I don't. I'd rather have Jalen Brunson, honestly. I would. I'd rather have Jalen Brunson. Honestly.
I feel like for him to succeed, Trae Young, he has to go to a team with nothing but bigs. Like, he has to be just like, put him on the Bucks.
He needs a team where there's a lot of defensive players.
Nah. Yeah. Put him on the Bucks.
The Bucks will be crazy.
The Bucks will be a super team.
Even if you got like, yeah, and obviously Drew Holiday, he's a defensive point guard, but he'll be crazy over there. But he's I'm telling you, he is being replaced.
That's mostly what they need, though.
He's being replaced. I'm telling you right now, he's a defensive liability. He can't guard nobody. Every time a good point guard comes to Atlanta, what happens? Light up season, at least on him. Light up.
So what you're saying is they're not going to re-sign him?
I don't think so, bro. I really don't. I'll be honest with you. I really don't think they're going to re-sign him, son.
I can see it.
Just put him on the team with a bunch of
bigs. Why did you sign this guy?
It doesn't make sense.
This guy. It doesn't make any sense. Why did you sign this guy? This other guy is leaving. That's why. This other guy's out. He's gone. Trae Young is not.
Do you think that sends a message straight to Trae, though?
Yeah, because he wanted to trade him. He wanted to trade out.
This is what I'm trying to say. If he's not stupid,
he wanted to get up out of there.
You can easily see this, bro. You can easily see this as a point guard. Your position is being taken.
easily. Like, yeah, we'll brush it under the rug a little bit with the little, you know, we'll start you both for right now. All right, bro. He's playing two. He's gonna play the two guard for how long? Come on, dog. It's not.
And really, Trey is more the two than anything.
Thank you. You don't pass the ball, dog. You don't. You don't pass. You go out there and shoot.
You know, I'd rather you be in the corner spotter rather than Jonathan Murray.
Yes, let me bring out the ball, bro. Let me bring out the ball. I got you. Go over there in the corner.
You bring it up a lot of key things.
It's easy to see, son. It's so easy to see. I say this shit all the time. Everybody talks about the Deontay Murray shit. I'm like, yo, this dude is he took his job. He took it. It's already gone. It's already gone, bro.
Oh, nigga, not the already gone.
It's already gone because he signed, brother. He's wearing the jersey and he played a couple games. The spot is gone. I'm telling you. Yeah. Watch. The spot's gone.
Let's see what's Trae Young's contract. I need to see what's
I'm trying to tell you, son. Trae Young is not gonna be in Atlanta very soon. I'm telling you. Because it just makes sense. I'm thinking from it as an executive. Why would you sign this dude?
But wait. He just re-signed.
He just re-signed? So this sounds like a trade about to happen then. Dead ass.
He signed 2021.
2021? Sound like a trade about to happen.
5 years. How we forget this? 5 year, $207 million. Fuck, we forget that.
He's still going to get packed up.
He might still get traded, son. On the real. They might not do it. They might not do it this year or next year. Wow. But I see it coming. I don't know how, bro. How do these other players that do this shit get traded? They get traded? Nah, I have no idea.
Nah, but not for 200. Nigga, what?
Oh, shit. Okay.
LeBron and Curry don't get traded. Russell Westbrook don't get traded like that. That's crazy. This is even bigger than Russell's contract.
I wouldn't put Russell Westbrook in that category anymore right now, but I hear what you're saying.
Well, I'm talking about at his peak. Actually, no. His peak was the same numbers because Russell's making 44. This is 43.
He was making 44. That was his highest. Okay, yeah. Okay.
CP3, 44. So, so you got 4 years left. I don't know. But I'm entertaining it, though. I'm entertaining it. I'm definitely going to entertain it because I think that shit is definitely liable.
Right.
So, here's my question to you. Do the Bulls and the Raptors blow it up?
The Raptors, no. The Bulls, the only reason why I'm saying, well, this is a big part of the reason why the Bulls are playing the way they're playing now. There's a lot of heat going on in the locker room between the two stars. And they've been talking about it. And I, from the way it's looking on the court, it's causing problems, obviously. Like, it's clear that Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan don't really – it's not – at least on the court it might, but in the locker room it's not.
People ain't playing that shit.
Yeah, it's not. And we know how DeMar is. DeMar don't his demeanor's not Compton, but we know he's Compton. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like he don't play games. He don't. So I don't know what's going on over there, but that's been circling through the airways for a little while now that they're not getting
I don't think Zach LaVine ain't no, you know what I mean?
He ain't no scrub. Hell no, Zach LaVine a problem.
But I mean not a scrub, but I mean like he ain't no bitch.
Oh, he's definitely not. He's not that either.
You know what I'm saying? Like he ain't from Compton, but he's from LA though.
He's still from LA. Facts. He still is, but I don't know. I don't know what's about to happen over. I don't know if they said that they're both looking to get traded. They said it's looking like it's gonna be an either or situation. That's how I see it. It's gonna be an either or situation. I think didn't Zach LaVine just sign like last year?
Mm-hmm.
Or he signed last year, 2 years ago. It was either or whatever it was. He signed like a 4-year deal or something like that. So I don't know. But
I think this whole thing, this whole person, the person I could blame for this whole shit, this whole deal, Lonzo Ball. It's his fault.
I feel so bad for him, son. Word. I feel really bad for him.
Playing, this team, the nucleus and everything would have been. The chemistry would have been right.
Yeah, it would have kept it. He would have managed it as the point guard and everything. He would have got it. Yeah, he would have managed it. Yeah,
at least on court. At least on the court.
Yeah, on the court. Yes. Yeah, on the court. He would have been a game manager. Not saying he's just a game manager, but he would have definitely managed the offense and kept them together for sure. Like it's too. It's who brings the ball up for them?
Caruso.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. I guess. Yeah. Damn. I mean, Lonzo, damn, son. That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel really bad for him, son. That's crazy. Damn, like, what's going on, son?
What do you think, like the trajectory of his career is now?
Now, I don't know, bro. Now, it's scary. That's the trajectory. It's scary.
It is very scary.
It's scary. That's the perfect word for it. I can't say what it is, but I can't say what exactly it's going to be. But it's scary. It's not what it was. It's not. There's no way you hurt your knee two times in 2 years in a row and you're going to come back the same player. Like, you might, like, oh, man, and damn, bro. But
the thing is, he don't even be doing that much.
That I was just about to say that, too. I'm thinking about it right now. Like, he wasn't wilding out anyway, so he could.
He was booming niggas though. I ain't gonna lie, he was booming.
I guess. Well, let's forget about all that. Let's forget right. about the main part of his game. The right. main part of his game
is passing.
Yeah, he wasn't. It's not. It's passing and shooting, and you don't really need a lot of athleticism to do that necessarily. Mm-hmm. You just got to get up the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it. So I mean, we just got to see.
But there's also something because. How you have the way they're I also blame the Chicago Bulls physio staff because
How do
you think that he's trying to come back and has a major setback? You know what I'm saying? Like
now
that to me is crazy.
And how do you see
he's making progress and he has a major setback?
And this happened twice. They did that twice.
Right.
They said the same thing twice. They said he was coming back. And then later on, the only difference with this year is that y'all said he was making, I think it was over the summer, I think. They said that he was making progressions in the right direction. And then months go past, now we're in the either in the season or before the season was started. Before the season started, y'all put a report out saying his knee is not looking good again. So what's going on? Something isn't, I don't know.
And to me, it's like, because I think last summer what they said was that they need the procedure done was like a knee sculpting. It was a cleaning out of scar tissue.
A cleaning out, yes.
Rather than an actual surgery.
Surgery. Mm-hmm.
So what is going on?
I don't know. This is being pointed towards doctors. This is being pointed towards a couple different things, training staff. There's a couple different things this is pointed towards. Just like when Anthony Davis was in New Orleans, people were looking at the New Orleans training staff and doctors a little crazy because of how much he was constantly hurt.
Nah, but it makes sense now, though.
Yeah, now it does. Absolutely. Yeah, because I don't know what's wrong with him either.
And I get it. Some people are injury prone, but it's like, it's unfortunate. Can you say?
It happens. It happens, so I get that. I get the injury prone thing. That happens to players. Unfortunately, it does. But dude, it gets to a point where you start thinking like, yo, do you understand that you want to ask the player like, yo, do you realize that you just got back?
Mm-hmm.
You just got back. Dial it. I mean, I don't even know what to say because this dude is constantly it's every 5 seconds with the foot, the back, the dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing is like, so what is it? Was he not? He needs to put on more weight. What's? Like,
I don't. It's tough to put a pin on it because even a guy like Zion, he did the right thing. He slimmed down, and now he did exactly what I said.
He's beast.
He did exactly. I said to slim down. We'll see what happens. Godly. this season, Godly, literally. He's not even a quite. He's wilding, bro. he did exactly what he needed to do, and now he's bugging. Literally,
slimmed down a lot. Slimmed down a lot. Cut all that.
Yeah, he cut all that down. all that. He probably got a chef, diet change, all that. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. Anthony Davis is just, it's looking like you're just you could lose weight, maybe, because you are a tall guy, but shit, I mean.
No, but he got a guard build anyway. That's what I'm saying.
And the position you play. On the offensive end, okay, that will help you. But on the defensive end, you banging bodies, brother. You can't slim down for that.
Yeah, no.
You can't slim down for that.
Yeah, but the thing is, and the thing is, it's weird about the build, because he's got the tall, lengthy build. So it's like,
yeah,
you know, he's not. I mean, unless you're Giannis, Giannis put on crazy muscle.
Giannis just went into the weight room and went stupid. That's what that was. You could just see he went into the weight room and just ate stupid and just ate mad carbs and shit and mad protein and shit. That doesn't even make any sense.
But that shit matters though. When he's in that paint and he's ripping.
You can definitely show you I lift. He's definitely showing you, I lift, bro.
He's looking a little 2011 LeBron-ish. You know
what
I mean?
Facts. Yeah, Miami Heat LeBron. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bulky Bron was different.
Yeah. Miami Heat LeBron was crazy. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get into these Western shits, because we dug a deep dive into the Bulls, but why not Raptors implode and trade all the pieces? Why not?
Well, the Raptors have a good young core. They have a good young core. Scottie Barnes, I like Scottie Barnes a lot.
Okay. No, keep like Scottie.
Yeah, I like Scottie Barnes a lot. I like Fred VanVleet. He proved himself. Fred VanVleet, I give a lot of credit to. He worked on his game.
He was an all-star.
He progressed. He really progressed over the years to being an all-star, and now he solidified himself. Like, I'm the starting point guard for the Toronto Raptors. Like, he solidified himself as that now. Like, he nipped that in the butt, because before nobody knew who Fred VanVleet. He's been in the league a couple years.
That's true. Very true.
He's been in the league for a little while now, so that's why I give him a lot of credit. This guy worked on his game. You can tell.
So he worked on his jump. You think they just need more pieces?
Yeah, I think they need a couple more. Maybe they could, obviously you gotta give to get, unless you sign guys, which is hard to do. They have a good young core over there. I think they need another big man. I like the kid Chris Boucher, the young skinny kid. He's good. Yes, he's gonna be a good player. Give him some time. He's gonna be good. I like him. But I think they need a solid. They need a solid center,
like a Steven Adams or like a Valanciunas.
I was literally gonna say Steven Adams, Steven Adams, Valanciunas.
Like an anchor.
They need someone to just go in there. I need you to play defense, block shots. If we need an easy basket, I could dump it to you. And if you get double, if somebody collapses, you dish it out for the three. Or you just go up and get fouled for an easy little layup, whatever it is, little post hook. That's all we need.
Dwight Howard.
That's all we need. Yeah, but that's all we need. Dwight Howard on the Raptors right now, look out. Look out. I'm telling you right now, look out for them to get, like, I'm trying to see the seeding. All right. Indiana is sixth. I say like seventh. Hey. If they was to get Dwight Howard right now, yes. Because of their young core. Those young guys can run the floor. They can compete with the Knicks, where the Knicks is at. The Knicks is eighth.
Right.
They can compete with the Knicks if they got Dwight Howard.
Same division, yep.
Yeah, come on, bro. If they got Dwight Howard, they could easily move up to like seventh, maybe sixth. If they really played well and gelled correctly, that young core is good.
Speaking of young core, them fucking Pacers, dog.
Not a pace. I like Tyrese Halliburton. I have him on fantasy. Halliburton's a dog. He's a dog, bro. He's a dog.
That trade from the Kings looking like a one-way.
Yeah. The Kings are looking crazy right now. Yeah. The Kings are looking crazy. Even though the Kings aren't bad this year, but that trade by itself, so now it's starting to, like, it's like, did we? But I guess they feel kind of comfortable. They feel kind of comfortable, though, because what? Let's see. Yeah, they're in fifth place in the West, man. That's a lot to talk about as the Kings. As the Kings? That's a lot to talk about. They're fifth in the West. They're under the they're under the Mavericks, bro. That's crazy. Above the Clippers and the Portland Trailblazers. That's something to talk about. For real.
So I'm saying.
The Kings are doing their thing. They have 19 wins. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Looking all right.
Yeah, nah, they are. They're gonna make the playoffs this year. Easy. They're gonna make the playoffs. And it looks like they might make a run. Like, it looks like they can make a run. Like second round type shit. Like,
do you think? Yeah, well, here's the go. Here we go. We got a lot of basketball. Wait, Magic. We got a lot of basketball. And let's be clear.
Yeah.
The Pelicans are at 3. Let's be clear.
The Pelicans, bro. They don't even have BI back yet, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't even have BI.
But are they gonna stay at 3? I don't know.
They're gonna be up there. I give them top 5.
Okay.
I give them top 5. The Pelicans are going to be top 5. They don't even have BI back yet. They're going to be top 5. All right.
So if you're looking at from 1 to 9, Nuggets, Grizz, Pelicans, Mavs, Kings, Clippers, Trailblazers, mm-hmm. Suns
Warriors. And the Warriors. Yeah.
Who's not making it? You got to pick one team.
You know who's not making it?
Who?
And I don't know. Oh man, they could creep up, I guess, but I don't know. You know what? I'm not gonna say don't make it. That's crazy, because even though they're so low right now, they're not playing well.
That's what I'm saying.
It's either gonna be Portland, or you know what's crazy? Something tells me, because Golden State is not gonna be ninth forever. They're gonna creep up.
That's what I'm saying.
They're not.
That's a dangerous six seed eventually in May.
Now this is my thing. We have the Nuggets, Grizzlies, Pelicans, Mavericks, Kings, Clippers, right?
Okay.
The Phoenix Suns are in eighth place, bro.
Okay.
Something's telling me, bro. Something is telling me that these motherfuckers are going to have a bad season. Because it's to the point now. I'm to the point now. I'm a non-believer. I'm done. I'm good. I'm so good, bro. I'm good. I can't keep going through this with them, bro. It's the same thing with the Nuggets. It's the same thing with I can't keep going through this. I can't, Los. I can't keep going through this. How many times do we keep? We depend on Devin Booker, Chris Paul. Are we going to keep going through this? And now look, and yes, Devin Booker is hurt. He is. He's hurt. I know this because I have him on my fantasy team. So I know he's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But. I don't know, bro. Are they Devin Booker off the court? They're that bad?
I mean,
are they that bad? Are they eighth place?
They was eighth place with him. Let's be clear.
Yo.
Are they eighth place with him and Chris Paul healthy and all the pieces working? No.
No, hell no. Hell no. But you get deep in the playoffs, and then what do you do? Like, and then we're just constantly just seeing the meltdown, the constant melt. Hey, we're just seeing meltdowns, man. From
the bubble to the finals. Let's put that in perspective for a second. Let's put that to it. They went from the bubble to the NBA final, a game away, matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know a game away from the NBA Finals, right? Did they do worse than that the year before, or did they get close to that beforehand too?
I mean,
or did the year before they get a first round exit? Bro, this happens every time. This basically happens every time. And this is my point. This is exactly my point. Same thing with the Nuggets. I'm done. I like the Nuggets, bro. I like these teams. I don't want to see the Warriors there. I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see the Warriors. I don't want to see the Bucks. That's what I keep. That's what I'm saying this year. The Bucks and the Warriors. I better not see these goddamn teams. I don't want to see them. And you know what's gonna happen? They're gonna be there. I like competitive sports, bro. I like to see the other teams do their thing. I don't want to constantly see.
Yeah, but shit, man. Listen.
I like storylines.
Thank you. I love storylines.
I like storylines, but I like niggas added to their resume too.
Yeah, it's true. Of course. So if
Giannis gets an MVP.
You like to see someone become a great. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. But
don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean I don't want somebody to get there first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Or you know, just seeing someone grind it out and finally get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, when I saw the Bucks win the first time, I was hyped. Hype as hell. I was so hyped for them. Hype, everything. They won it two times. I was like.
They won once.
They went back. That's what I'm going to say. They went back the second time.
Yeah.
They went back the second time. But even so, if they would have won it, I'd have been like, all right, that's. But after that, it's like, all right, man, let's hope that somebody, the Nets, like, what's up? Somebody, the Celtics, somebody, Deuce, help me out. So I was very happy to see, honestly, even though it was my squad, but I was very happy to see somebody else in the East go to the finals last year.
Yeah, that was, even though Celtics put on a good series, but.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, honestly, as much as we can say Bucks, Celtics, the team that we really want to see in the finals is the Nets. Let's be clear. That's the team we want to see. The ideal matchup would be. I low-key want to see the Grizzlies in the finals. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know. Something about it.
Another team. I'm not done with them, but I will be shortcoming.
Hey, shortcoming. Man, they lost in the conference finals to the Warriors.
They just started this run, Deno. Stop it. They just started this run, Lo. Stop it. Stop it right now. You acting like they went to the finals two times or they almost went to the – that just started happening, what, last year? Come on, dog. Like I said, we're gonna give them a couple years to do their thing. All right, and we're gonna see what's up. Cause that's my guy. I'm a big Ja Morant fan. I love Ja Morant.
Right.
When he came into the league, I said that's gonna be Russell Westbrook 2.0. Don't give him a three. Let that man get a three. Y'all better not let that man get a three because it's gonna be over for the league. But got to get it done. They got like two, maybe three. A max for me might be three, but two. After this is two. After this one is two. It could be shit. Honestly, this might be the first of the two. I'll be honest with you. This one might be the first of the two. I'm trying to be, you know what I'm saying? Cordial and trying to be. But listen, man, that's what happened. But this is how sports goes, though. This is how sports goes. You the guy for a hot second. And they want to see you win that ring. Shit. I'm telling you, man.
Giannis' window was perfect.
Exactly. He won it at the perfect time. Exactly. Yep. He sure did. He won it at the perfect time in his career. Perfect.
Now it's like, oh, I know what it takes to get there. So, you know. If it depends how you win. Like, if you're like the Currys where you win two in 3 years or two in 5 years, it's like, oh, no, you could get another one. Quick, but if it takes you a while to get one, people can respect you having. Let's say you played 12 years, you got two rings, versus someone who played, you know, 10 years, got four rings. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah,
because you were on a dynasty, but this person was like, he was there his whole 10 year. And one won their first 5 years, and one won his last 5 years. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
We kind of put a lot of weight on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, to me, it's like I'm just a big component. Like, I like people adding to their resumes. And I think like right now, Giannis is the closest one out of this generation to being an all-time great. You know what I'm saying?
In this generation, yeah, out of the new guys coming in, yeah, I think he's the only one. He's the only one.
Like, we could say Joker,
but he didn't win.
Right.
He didn't win, and that goes back to what you just said. He didn't win. Yes, when you're
when he's done with his career, we'll put him there. Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's going to be in those but you didn't win.
Right.
That's why it's not solidified now. Giannis is solidified.
He's like Steve Nash right now.
Yes.
One of those two MVPs back to back.
Exactly. Yep. Everybody knows that Jokic is going to the Hall of Fame. We can already see this.
Right.
But you the ring, bro. The ring that really like puts you. It's this. It's literally this.
But like, it's the ring among a lot though. Because you could build a lot and not have the ring.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you could have
Barkley, absolutely.
All-star MVPs.
Absolutely.
And all-stars, all pros. I mean, all mm-hmm. NBAs, all shit like that. Mm-hmm. All defense. Like, you could build all those accolades and just miss
accolades.
Just the one.
Yeah, the shining star. Yeah, on the top of the tree.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, but then it's sometimes it's like, all right, like, for instance, like Melo is a legend, right?
Yes.
But is Wade a bigger legend? Not just thinking about Miami and all that other shit. Like
Wade up? No, you're just saying the player Wade and the player Melo. You're saying who's? That's actually a very good question. I don't know. That's because the average person is always going to bring it back to the rings.
Right.
The average person is always going to bring it back to the rings.
But accolades are pretty similar.
Yeah.
Carmelo definitely doesn't have the all-team defense. So Wade got him on that.
No, he got him on that. Yeah, no. But still, I mean.
And I think Wade got him on a scoring champion, too. I think Melo got close. I was about to say, got one.
I think – no, Melo doesn't – I thought Melo has a scoring championship.
He has one, 2013.
He has one. Yeah, he has one. I know he has one. I don't know if he has another one. But
Like, my thing is, like, okay, we have the generations. We have the greats. Like, we know that, like, okay, when Giannis is done, he's all time. But, like, where? You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm saying. Like, when we look at KG, he's done.
Oh, where on the
– You know, where? We look at LaMelo. I mean, we look at – not LaMelo. Just Melo, you're like, okay, all time great. Because when you're done playing, you're already – I feel like for me, once you talk – would you crack top 20 in all scoring?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You're in.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. like, okay, you did that. Like, you're in the record books. You're in it. But like, where are you? You know what I'm saying?
I don't think
Melo was in the top 75. You know what I'm saying?
Players of all time. Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Which to me would be crazy, but I almost can't even fault them. As much as I'm a Melo god, I fuck with him.
No, but people have to understand there's a lot of players, man. There's a lot of legends, there's a lot of current players. The biggest thing for me is that there's a lot of legends.
And that's exactly what it is. You're going against history.
For me.
You know what I'm saying? Because a new guy comes in and an old guy goes out.
That's exactly. And then it's like, all right, but that old guy though was really that guy though. That's the thing. So it's like, how are you comfortable with just being like, nah, bro. Like,
we can't just say
he was the man. Yeah, he was the man, bro.
Or one of these guys.
Yeah, like those guys really know. Those guys were the truth. Like, you can't just do that. Yeah. Those guys were the truth. They were. That's why they're on that list.
Right.
So I don't know. They say records are meant to be broken. They say, you know, all the stuff like that. But it's like, I don't know. They be kind of quick to eliminate some guys for these new guys. But then at the same time, some of these new guys deserve it, like Dwight Howard.
Oh, yeah.
Dwight Howard deserves to be in the top 75 of all time. I'm sorry. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Are we kidding?
He does, yeah. And the fact that you got
compared to Shaq in any regard,
Exactly. No, he was that dominant. He was very close. He was, but in that game that he was playing, yes, he was Shaq dominant. He was Shaq. He was. There's no you can't disagree with that. He was Shaq of that era. Yes, he was, bro.
And looks physically like him too.
Thank you. In that Orlando Magic jersey, bro, he looked just like him. Bald head, everything looked just like that man. Mm. Crazy, like that. Like he should be insulted. He should. I would be insulted too. Like that's crazy.
Yo, that's crazy. I never even thought about it.
I had the whole league calling me Superman. I was the face of the league for a hot second with LeBron.
For 3 years?
Yeah, he was a hot second. He was the face of the league. Yes. He was the face of the league with LeBron for a good couple of years, bro. Literally.
Three-time defensive player of the year. Like, led the league in rebounds and blocks.
Commercials, bro. Face all over the TV because he had the smile. Like, bro, he literally was doing what Shaq was pretty much doing, bro. Getting and endorsements.
Dunk competitions.
Yeah, dunk contest. Bro, you can't. It doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, Dwight had a really good career if you look at it. Now I'm thinking about it. He dead ass followed Shaq. He went to he was in Orlando. Went to LA too. But they all became journeymen at the end, so I can't really call it that. But yeah. So like we're at the point now where we're just gonna simmer all things down and yeah. So with that being said, man, I appreciate my guests on here because, I feel like we definitely covered a lot. And
Yeah, man.
It's popping off. It's popping off. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen for the rest of the year. I'm excited to see what, All-Star break, we can get into that. I think honestly, low key, we need to come up with a project. Maybe we could work on a show ourselves. But we should do our own countdown of top 20, top 75.
I guess we can do that. I'm gonna have to really do my homework, but I could really do that. I really gotta do my homework, but I'm down for that for sure. That would be a very, very interesting conversation for real. That's crazy.
We could get a panel going.
Bro. That would be interesting. Our own top like 75, a top 25, that'd be crazy.
I feel like top 25 is that too much? I think we should start there, but I feel like of all time, I feel like.
All time is guaranteed arguments. Absolutely. it's gonna be guaranteed arguments, but yeah, like I don't know. That's gonna be tough though. That's going to be really tough. 75 or 25. It's going to be tough regardless. 75 still. That's what I was just saying. There's a lot of players, bro. Before now, there's a lot of players, bro, to just have a bunch of people sit down and be like, all right, so who's the top 75? And then you put the list out, and it's like, wait a minute. But that's why, because you start thinking like, wait, this person's missing. This person's missing. What
where's
about
George
this person?
Gervin? Where's Clay? Where's Brandon Roll?
Where's Clay? Where's Brent? Yo, what's going on?
Where's T-Mac? Where's this?
Brady, and you don't think about it until people start naming names. You're like, oh, yeah, nah, that's crazy. Like people, they started naming names and then you start hearing players come out, start tweeting. You're like, oh, that's crazy that I got snubbed. And you're like, oh, nah, that is crazy that he got snubbed. What's wrong with them? Mm-hmm. Like that, I don't know.
Because I think you're looking at it because when you look at the list, everybody's a dog. So you're like,
that's what I'm saying.
So you don't disagree. When I see Damian Lillard, I'm like, okay. But then I'm like, wait a minute. But we'll table that for another time. Thanks, my co-host for joining me, man. We're getting back, man. Hump Day, you already know what it's popping, man. Appreciate y'all. Hump Day, peace. Get over the hump with a dunk, niggas.
Peace and fist grease, man.